From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. German police have searched the homes of the German co-pilot who is believed to have crashed an Airbus jetliner into the French Alps on purpose, killing himself and 149 others.
Die französischen Behörden haben ja heute im Rahmen einer Pressekonferenz bekannt gegeben, dass es Hinweise darauf gibt, dass
in Germany, police spokesman Markus Nietzuri confirmed the news. 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz, a German national, locked the pilot out of the cockpit Tuesday, then manually changed the plane's controls so it would crash into the mountains north of Nice. Officials say Lubitz was not on any terrorist watch lists. German media are reporting that Lubitz had taken time off work in the past for burnout or depression. Fighter jets are striking rebel targets in Yemen for a second consecutive day as part of a Saudi Arabia-led regional effort to oust the Shiite Houthi group that has taken over much of the country. Coalition warplanes pounded military bases and other rebel-held targets in and around the capital Sana'a Friday, according to officials and witnesses. Military officials also said airstrikes targeted the northern province of Sada'a, home to the Houthi rebels. Saudi military officials have declared the first phase of the bombing campaign to be successful. But an allied ground offensive may also be necessary, says Saudi Defense Ministry advisor Ahmed bin Hassan Asiri. He said, right now at this stage, there is no planning for any ground operation, but if the situation needs it, then Saudi ground troops and the allied forces are ready to counter any aggression of any kind. This is VOA News. U.S. and Iranian negotiators are set Friday to continue a final round of talks on Tehran's nuclear program as a March 31st deadline to reach a framework deal draws closer. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Thursday with Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif in Lausanne, Switzerland. Both sides have expressed optimism a deal can be reached. The human rights group Amnesty International says Palestinian militants committed war crimes during last year's war in Gaza. The accusation comes months after the agency made the same charge against Israel. Amnesty said in a new report Thursday that militants, including Hamas, killed Israeli and Palestinian civilians with unguided rockets and mortars. Palestinian officials have not yet responded to the Amnesty report. Israel denies committing war crimes. The United Nations says the humanitarian crisis in Syria has become increasingly grim. UN humanitarian chief Valerie Amos told the UN Security Council that the number of Syrians who risk death by starvation, dehydration, and the lack of medical care has nearly doubled from earlier estimates to roughly 440,000. Amos asked the council to make it clear to the government of President Bashar al-Assad that critical humanitarian aid is not getting to tens of thousands of people in need. South Korea on Friday demanded the immediate release of two nationals arrested in North Korea on espionage charges. North Korea announced late Thursday that it had arrested two South Korean men last year in the Chinese border city of Dandong. State media said the two were working to smear North Korea. The official Korean Central News Agency said the two took part in an anti-DPRK smear campaign organized by U.S. intelligence and the South Korean National Intelligence Service. South Korea described the allegations as groundless and demanded that the two men be immediately released and repatriated. The U.S. Senate has passed a bill that proposes deep cuts to the federal budget, setting up a protracted fight between congressional Republicans and Democratic President Barack Obama. At an all-night session that lasted until early Friday, senators passed their version of a balanced budget plan that proposes $5.1 trillion in spending cuts over the next decade. Much of the savings would come by cutting health care. Funding for the military would increase. Senate 2016 budget plan is similar to one approved earlier this week by the House of Representatives. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.